Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Last Hero by Peter Forbath.
This book is read by Simon Vance.
Prologue. The Nile was falling. For 5 months, the Mahdi and his fanatical army of 100,000 Ansars had laid siege to Khartoum, awaiting the day the Nile would fall low enough to ford. For 5 months, General Charles Gordon, his 8,000 soldiers, and the 34,000 civilians trapped in Khartoum with them, had known that if the rescue force making its way up the Nile from Cairo under Sir Garnet Wolseley's command did not reach them before that day would be their last. And so it was. The 26th of January, 1885. The moon had set early the night before, and by the chill, ghostly light of the desert stars, fully half the Ansars, more than 50,000 warriors, armed with rifles and muskets, axes and knives, spears and shields, their jabahib billowing, dashed across the mud flats and sand spits exposed by the fallen river. Gordon watched them from the roof of his palace. He wore his white dress uniform, his ceremonial sword, a holstered Webley revolver, and the tasseled maroon fez of his rank as Pasha, the governor. Every male above the age of 8 was in the lines, also watching. There was little they could do but watch. They were starving, having lived on rats and roaches and palm bark since the previous autumn. They were in a trance of fever, suffering from malaria, cholera, and sleeping sickness. They were out of ammunition, having emptied the arsenal in countless skirmishes since the siege began. They were demoralized and utterly without hope. They might as well have been wooden soldiers. And Wolsey's force was still 50 miles to the north, bogged down in battle at the oasis of Abu Klea. At 3 a.m., the hour before...